Santa baby, why don't you come to me, baby? I don't know the lyrics to Santa baby.
That song used to get me horned up as a kid.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I tell you what scares me is the baby. I really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, that song's scary.
Just about a guy who's just like, you're not going home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bingo.
My name's Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch. Ah!
Ah! And fade.
We are taking a few weeks off the holidays, but we will be back February 28th. It's a long break.
Hey, guys, we're taking a few weeks off for the holidays, but we'll be back June 4th. Sexier than ever. Monday, June 4th.
June 4th, just in time to shoot off some fireworks for you and your friends following in July.
Which we'll be then taking off again, and we'll be back on November 2, 2025.
Is this the last time we're recording this year?
I guess so.
Wow.
Yeah, so everybody, this is the last time we'll be recording this year. We're going to take a few weeks off to recharge, but we will be back for real on January 8th, 2025.
That sounds about right for me. I think I could commit to that.
Yeah.
I think I'd be like, yeah, maybe back then. I think by then I will fully be recharged. I think I can do that. After all the audio issues, I'm sure that having like almost 2 years off or whatever will that'll give me enough time to fix all the audio issues for sure.
Yeah, just enough time to figure it out. No, actually, we'll be back January 8th, 2026.
Pretty good. Yeah. Whatever, we're taking this is our last fucking episode for the year. We'll be back in January sometime. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
December plans. Last time we recorded this year. What the fuck does that mean?
What? Hunter's riffing. Can you guys not interrupt him? What's wrong? All from the top of the dome, and you guys keep interrupting his train of thought, you fucking assholes.
What do they say?
They just keep, you know.
I keep hearing little snickers, dude, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I need you guys to knock off the snickering, okay?
What is the Spotify? Are we talking about our Spotify Wrapped? Who gives a shit, dude? We listen to some fucking music.
Do you even know what yours is? I don't even know what mine is.
No, I don't look at that. You know why? Because I listen to the things I want to fucking listen to. I don't care how much I listen to it.
Yeah.
All right? The last time, the only thing I rank in this household is the amount of League, like the rank that I get in League of Legends.
What's your rank currently?
Master.
Come on, give me the actual
Challenger. 157 points.
What the fuck is that?
Korean server. Yeah, well you'll
Korean
get there one day,
server.
Sweetie.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, that's one lie I will not let you get away with. That you're even playing on a basic level on a Korean server. I just know it's not true.
I just want to go. I just got interjected with the thought here. The next topic that we had on our list here is, what animals are you giving sentience versus killing? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Does that mean like you wouldn't kill a dog, but you would kill a deer kind of situation?
It's like smash or pass, but it's, do you want to give them sentience or do you want
to? Oh, dude, it's like smash or pass, but like the deep philosophical version.
I'd rather just say would I fuck the animal or not.
Yeah.
Smash or pass the animal. Yo, that bunny's looking mad cute, man.
Fucking
yo,
a
smash
bunny.
On that bunny, for real.
Ryan's over here crawling. He's crawling. He's got his ass in there.
I can see him crawling. All right.
Anyways. I knew it, dude.
Oh, shit. Don't even
show these children's animations. Would you smash Lola Bunny? Huh?
The 90s Lola, I would. Not that flat-chested fucking bitch of a new one that they had. just be super, super aggressive.
Dude, don't talk about me like that. I'm working out, okay? I'm trying to
That was
to
the
get...
funniest thing about the new one was people were just like, she's not even hot anymore. I like that was like a big complaint. Yeah, why do they have to make Lola look so fucking like uggo for real?
Yes.
McQueen.
It's just a bunch of people telling on themselves.
Yeah, put that in a jar, dude. I put that in a jar.
Oh, you sick bastard.
I'd give my offerings every day if I had to.
To a Lola jar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
It's funny when you just mention jar and then a person goes, What's that? And you got to
comment
that jar. Yeah.
A little tribute jar. That's what I call it. I feel like Winnie the Pooh whenever I have a jar that I'm paying tributes to.
Why? Because you're turning it upside down and trying to empty it.
Yeah.
Why does it smell so good?
What's the hot thing that Lola says in the Space Jam movie? What did she say?
Isn't she like, fuck yeah?
If Lola Bunny in the 90s Space Jam said,
fuck yeah,
that shit would be on like 4K Steelbook Blu-ray in my house right now. No, she said. You know what she says? She says, "Don't ever call me doll." Whatever. And then everybody's hard, even the women. Yeah.
Oh,
look, what's number one?
I thought she was like, right fucking there. Yeah. I thought that's what she said.
Yeah.
I thought that's what she said.
Bugs is like, I think her and MJ have been in the locker room for a long time. Well, we should probably go. We should probably go in there and see what's going on.
Who voiced Bugs Bunny?
I believe I can fly. Because they play that song like four times in Space Jam.
Dude, it was emotional.
He's just like taking her ass to town, dude.
Yeah.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Wait, actually, though, who voiced Bugs Bunny?
It'd be really funny if you said who voiced Michael Jordan. I don't know who voiced him.
Mel Blanc,
he didn't voice the Space Jam version, though, did he? That motherfucker died like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I believe I can fly. They try to recreate the same sex scene with LeBron and Lola in the new one. And they're just like, it's just not the same. God, LeBron. He even fucked Lola Bunny right.
Maybe put 1996.
Oh, like, my God. Pre-fix. Zendaya voiced Bugs?
No shot, man. I just need to know.
What an iconic fucking movie, dude.
Yeah.
Space Jam. What a good one, dude.
Did you watch that Michael Jordan doc and then they inserted Space Jam in there like it was so detrimental to his career?
I mean, to be fair, bro. First off, I despise you trying to underutilize what Space Jam was to the world. And also, I think that they were saying that it was...
No, they
weren't saying that it was detrimental to his career. I think they were saying that, like... It was impossible amount of workload. Like, he'd go to the set, and then he would still go and practice and win a fucking championship.
I thought in the doc they were saying that it was, like, disruptive to his career.
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think that was... I think it was... They won it. They still won a championship that year.
Yeah, well, I was going to say... Because I thought he still won, but I was going to say...
Oh, Billy West. That makes sense.
Don't Billy even... West,
That's an iconic voice actor right there, dude. That's the guy who does Stimpy.
Oh.
He does a bunch of voices. Billy West.
Anyways, man. We got a... I just want to read the beginning of this chapter of this book.
I have mine in the room, too. Yeah, I haven't cracked it open yet.
That's fine. If you guys may remember a little segment about... A novel by Samantha Christie called No Small Bet. And if you forgot, let me jog your memory, all right? Just a line out of chapter 2. This is Addison. Ready?
Can you give me the page number?
Page 9.
Chapter 2 is on page 9? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of quick, right?
There's 187 chapters. It starts in a dramatic way. My leg fell off again.
Oh, yeah, because this is the one about she's like a quadriplegic or some shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her and Mr. Hawking.
Yeah. Hello, Samantha Christie.
My leg fell off again. Lionel, my physical therapist, stares down at my prosthetic with a frown. He's been my PT since I lost the lower part of my left leg 4 years ago. Hunter, you'll be relating to this pretty soon after all that orange juice. Mm. I don't see him.
So invested in the book right here. I'm reading along with you.
Okay. I don't see him nearly as much these days as I did back then, but I still need him from time to time. Being an amputee comes with a good deal of pain, as the imbalance can lead to lower back problems, shoulder pain, and neck discomfort. Lionel is a god at helping me relieve it. He's the reason I wanted to go into physical therapy in the first place, something I'm not so sure I want to do anymore. Also, I add, my hip really hurts lately. He runs a hand over the socket of my prosthesis. It's not funny. I'm just laughing at the chemistry here. Down the pylon and across the foot. I hear you've been working at Donovan's. Oh, that's not his voice. It's still her. I hear you've been working at Donovan's for a few months now. He looks at me like I'm 5 years old. Hey, what the fuck, man? No. He looks at me like I'm 5 years old. Addie, I know you don't like to think of yourself as having limitations, but being on your feet all day is going to cause you issues. Walking on a flat foot that doesn't have flexion like your real one is very hard on the hips. You want to take over here, Hunter?
No. No.
Anyways, what other hot news we got going on before the end of the year?
Santa is coming to town.
Yo, he is. Yes, he is.
Did you ask for anything? Did you? Well, actually, here's actually an even better question, because I don't know about you. I've gotten my employees' Christmas presents. Have you done the same, even to the ones who maybe don't even celebrate the holiday?
Yeah.
That's it? Just yeah? Just yes?
There's nothing really funny about that, but from my angle, it's really funny to see you go, I got all my employees' Christmas gifts, and then Harry walks up and brings you a coffee. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, no, I got them all cars.
Can we get David Dobrik on as a guest for the podcast?
What would you want to ask Mr. Dobrik? What would you want to ask him?
Can we get him on as a guest for the podcast?
What do you want to talk to him about?
I don't know, fucking anything. What, you have nothing that you'd ever want to say to David Dobrik?
Not really.
What was it like killing that guy?
Actually, yes. Yeah. Well, hey, man, when you murdered Jeff, did it feel good? Because, you know, cops and military say that when they shoot someone, come away from that with like a bloodlust. So we're curious if it was kind of the same thing. You see that clip going around of that cop who, like, he one-shots that mass shooter?
Well, yeah, it was an impressive shot.
Yeah.
Impressive shot, and then he's just like, yeah, he's done. We just called him, and he's done. Yeah. Well, going back to it, though, are you actually getting which employees are you getting gifts for? I'm sure there's a couple that you're getting gifts for, and then some people are getting left out, because you're just like, it's just the name of the business.
Yeah. Who is it?
I wanted to put you on that spot. Because everyone in the room is looking at you right now with probably big puppy dog eyes, and they're probably like, what's he going to get me? And knowing Noel, he's going to cheap the fuck out on it.
Yeah.
Yo, I just want to say thank you so much for another hard-ass year. You get him like a candy cane or some shit. Yo, appreciate your sweet dreams.
Now I'm going to walk around the room and be like, hey, man, I want to give you the gift of gratitude. Thanks for being here.
Gift of gratitude. I would quit that day. I would unironically be like, I'm never fucking working here again.
I just shake everyone's hand. Hey, man, I want to give you the gratitude.
Honestly, Merry Christmas for real. There's your present. Especially if you said it like in that way, too. Like, you made it very obvious that you're like, this is what I'm getting you.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Here's your gift. Handshake and a hug.
I like when you do my voice. I sound so much cooler than I am.
You sound like I do probably the closest impression anyone will ever do of you.
Nah.
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 Nah, for real.
Yeah, nah.
What do you? So which person? Which persons are getting gifts?
Yeah, it's me just sweating bullets. I like when you impersonate me. Do some more of that.
Who's gonna get a gift? Who wants a gift?
Unironically, okay. Well, first off, you can't rectify it now. But I mean, previously before this conversation, were you thinking about getting these people a gift of some kind?
Yeah, the gift of love.
Okay, so no, this is the moral of the story.
Yeah, no, there were no plans for gifts, man. Come on, man, we run a big company here. That's why we do the Secret Santa. We make them buy the gifts for each other.
Then smart, I just actually.
Then I just stand smart. Around. You're like, why didn't I do that?
somehow, some way, it's associated that gift was a part of you as well.
Yeah, and I just stand with my hands in my pockets, and I'm like, don't you love this camaraderie?
Well, it's going to be really fucking awkward after this conversation when, like, someone gives you, like, a nice... The thing, too, about a gift is it doesn't have to be extravagant, right? Oh. It doesn't need to be super expensive, but someone's going to come up and be like, hey, just thought you would appreciate this. And you're like, oh, wow, look at this. And then you're going to be like, hey, thanks for this. And it's going to go home, and you're going to put it in the fucking trash. And you're like, hey, sweetie, Alina, let's go to Barbados for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know? Merry Christmas to us.
Yeah.
And then you hold the gift like this, and you're like... Yeah. Throw this away.
No, I take the employee gift and I go, thank you so much. And then I close the door and I go, oh, yuck. And then I, yeah, and I'm vomiting and puking on myself. No, I think if we had a hardworking producer, you know, I'd want to get a gift for that person.
If only.
That's rude.
Ovi, have you ever gotten a gift from any of your previous employers? What was your last gift?
When I quit my last job, she gave me a bottle of wine.
A bottle of wine? That is not a gift, Ovi.
That's a gift. That's definitely a gift.
Was it a nice bottle?
I didn't look it up.
Oh. Ovi's like, I'm a good person. Like I didn't value
even
it.
Even an $8 bottle of wine still feels like something where a bottle of wine is kind of a catch-all to where it's like you can either show up to a dinner date with that. You can show up to a new house. It's kind of a universal gift, actually.
Does it work at a funeral?
I think it definitely does.
Yeah, because it's slow.
You're going to be wanting to suck it on this, honestly. We all miss Bobby so much. Here you go.
Is it appropriate at like an indictment?
I don't see why not. Why wouldn't we? Because if anything, we're celebrating... We're celebrating your little freedom that you have left, maybe.
Yeah. It's the last drop before they take
to you and yours. Y'all just have like one of those tiny Italian glasses of wine.
Yeah, I guess
it's like Godfather.
There's really no time that wine's inappropriate, honestly. I'm trying to think of it.
Literally, there's no time. The only time that it would be inappropriate is if it's like you're 12 months sober.
Yeah. Well, no, because then it's
like, you could cook with it.
Wine, even if you're 12 months sober, it even seems a little kind of romantic there, too.
Perfect business gifts for any occasion.
What was that?
What?
Something I heard like an ad. Was that on our end, Nick? Okay, well, I don't know what happened. I think Nick's watching porn in the bathroom or something like that.
Hey there,
are you jerking off alone?
Are you jerking off alone?
Every time.
Hey there, fat dick. Are you tugging it alone?
Dude, if someone called me fat dick, that would be awesome. That's a great name to be called.
Yeah.
Fat dick?
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? This is my buddy Noel. This is Kiki. And over here, this is fat dick. What up?
Salutations.
That's what I would say. It's fat dick.
I feel like fat dick would definitely be like a skinny kid, and it's ironic.
Yeah, because he's got a big old cock on him.
Either that or they're just making him even more insecure. Nah, my man's got a fat cock, don't you, buddy?
Yeah.
I want you to know that I got you a Christmas gift.
You what?
And if I don't receive one back, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not getting it.
What?
So this is my proposal to you. You get me a gift, and it has to be thoughtful, because mine is thoughtful, or you did not get yours. And I know that that's not how gifts work, but in this case, it is.
Okay.
Because all this stuff was a test today to see how charitable, how much did you appreciate giving someone a gift in these times. of being thankful for people in your life.
Okay.
And so far, you've shown that you're doing nothing.
No, what are you talking about, man? I look people.
What
in
are you
eyes?
Getting, Alina, for Christmas?
Come on now.
What?
The gift of love, dude.
I like that every time, dude. Every time.
What is this? A wiener toaster?
What the fucker am I even looking at?
This is a
two-slot hot dog and bun toaster with many tongs.
That's kind of mean, Luke. You think Hunter wants this?
No,
is Luke saying that he wants it? Are you saying he's saying that my fat ass wants this? That's really fucking insulting, dude. After I just fought for you to get a fucking gift, you're dead to me, dude.
No, he's saying I get this for Alina.
Dude, that'd be so
Luke,
crazy.
That is unironically the craziest thing you could have said. Why don't you get this for your wife, a fucking wiener toaster?
I like the wiener toaster. Babe, you want a hot dog? Oh, yeah, baby. Throw one of them ballpark Franks in there real quick. I like the idea of you also getting, like, it's like you put the Pop-Tart pants in a Victoria's Secret box, and you're just like, I want you to wear this for me. You pull it off with your teeth,
and you're
like,
shit
uh-oh,
in them too.
Tastes like cinnamon.
Yo,
you're sitting there getting ready to go down on her, and you just take like a big gulp of milk from like on the side table.
What the hell, bacon bandages?
Bacon bandages, dude. I fucking hate bacon bullshit. You're talking about when everyone's like bacon. Well, I guess that was like more of like a 2008 meme, right? Like
No, that's the millennial epic bacon narwhal. That was when every restaurant would offer to put bacon on things.
Speaking of like tweets we saw, whatever. Did you see that tweet where it's like the millennials doing the Tom Hanks Thanksgiving thing?
Oh, yeah.
The person who wrote it was like, this is the saddest group of individuals.
Yeah.
Like whatever. Like everyone knows these kind of people. Like what? It was like a whole like essay.
Bro, it sparked so many video essays and opinions. And then people trying to stand up for it. Like, dude has never had a group of friends.
Yeah, you're the cultured one in the group, and you have to let them know. I'm like, let all these people who work at like H&R Block just have a fucking nice Thanksgiving. Like, they think they're being cute and funny. That's all you need, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, just let them do it, because they're all ready to blow their brains out. So just let them have this, you know?
Do you think they're all ready to blow their brains out? Do you think so?
Actually, no. I think people like that are probably pretty happy.
I was going to say, I think that they're like probably the happiest people on earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just like, oh my God, we're actually going, I don't know if you know this or not, we just got a reservation, and I think that Tyler's taking me to Olive Garden on Thursday. And it's like, that's like a big thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This was so good. Everything is good, by the way. There's never a bad meal.
Yeah.
There's never a bad time. It was so good. Oh, so good.
You know, so I'm just picturing someone wiping their mouth after a couple of handfuls of Olive Garden and just,
oh my
so
God.
Good.
This reminds me of the time when we went to Sicily to see your grandma. He's like, baby, that was North Dakota.
Yeah, Sicily, North Dakota.
No.
You put all this pressure on me about a fucking gift, and you're like, it's got to be thoughtful.
Yeah.
Define thoughtful. What if I send you a fucking a rowing machine?
I would feel like that's an insult. I would say that it would be a good gift because I would need that, but I feel like it'd be coming from a very negative place.
What if it's a thoughtful place? Like, I want your heart to work.
Well, see, I think that even the way that you're saying that is a bit rude, and I think that you could approach it in a different way.
Well, I'm just thinking of your heart.
And I appreciate that. That's like me being like, I want to get you shin implants so you could be taller.
Hunter.
And see, that would be rude. Well, albeit unnecessary because you won't die from being short. But, you know.
That's not true. What if someone at a fucking bar takes their drink and they swing their elbow too hard? Clink. Hit me on the side of the temple. Now I'm dead.
You'd never be in a bar because you're allergic to everything on earth.
Yeah, it's true. I'm Bubble Boy.
You are literally almost all... You are borderline there to Bubble Boy.
Yeah. In terms of diet, I'm pretty much there.
I'd be like, hey, let's go grab a beer or something. Nah, I can't. Nah, I'm allergic, dog. Sorry.
Hey, no, you know what?
Oh, but hey, you know what I got hooked on recently? I'm like, oh, what? Coke Zero.
Yep.
I'm like, nice, dude. That's cool.
Yeah. It's super really cool. Hardcore.
I'm glad you found your vice.
No, you know what, man? I had a couple gin and tonics in Japan, and I had a thought of, I could drink these more.
That's very kawaii of you to say.
Yeah. Yeah. I had my fedora tipped and my manga open at a bar.
Yeah. You're reading Death Note at the bar.
Yeah.
Bartender, what exactly is this drink called? Do you speak Japanese?
Yeah, man.
What a fucking terrible lie. If you don't know how to speak Japanese, just say you don't know how to speak Japanese.
Nah, I know Japanese. No, I don't know Japanese.
Do a lot of people speak English over there then, or how did you communicate with people?
Not really. Like, it just depends where you go. Some yes, some no. Like, some restaurants get a lot of Americans, so they, the chef will just know English, but it's a mixed bag. But there's a lot of menus in English, and a lot of the terminals and stuff have English as an option. So you can definitely get around, no problem, without speaking.
Did you guys go to the same restaurant 4 or 5 times?
No, actually. We went to a different place every day.
I refuse to believe that.
Okay.
Why? After that Austin trip, dude. After that fucking Austin trip.
No, that's why we went to Japan, because then we could actually eat Japanese food.
There you go. That is true. They just went to the same sushi spot like every day, and they were just like, dude, honestly, like, changed my fucking life.
1 week in a row, we went every night.
1 week in a row. It's true.
Yeah, every single night. And we made Hunter go every single night. We made him say every single night, right?
I went there one time. I was very sleepy, and I got scolded for it. And then also, there was some tough fish there, and it was chewy, and everyone was dogging on me for how long I was chewing on something. They're like, this fatty should be able to swallow this quicker. Well, guess what, dude? I'm afraid of choking.
No, Hunter is like revisionist history right here. Hunter sat there Hunter sat there like a little 3-year-old, and we're like, eat your food, Hunter, and he just put his bottom lip out, and he was like, no.
Dude, I fucking ate this stuff. You know what's weird, though, is I was like,
picky.
I'd say out of everything that was ordered, I'd ate like, I was in on 80% of everything you ordered. There was some stuff I was like, I don't know. And then people were like, are you not going to eat this? Like, it was a fucking crime.
Yeah, the whole restaurant turned to
it. I'm okay. I'm waiting for the next thing. You should try it. Yeah. So, like, every time, dude. I was harassed into doing it. And then the whole time they were just looking at me. They watched me eat the whole time. I was very self-conscious.
Yeah.
The chef, and then, God forbid, if I had to chew.
The chef came out and stood by the table and the waiter, and we were like, he loves it. Show him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Favorite thing I had there, the tempura onion rings.
Those were insane. I didn't think onion rings could be so revolutionary, but.
They're very good.
They're super good. Nah, man, Japan is like, or at least Tokyo is interesting, because some of the restaurants.
A lot of anime stuff there, right?
Yeah, I think that's something they do. I think that's something that they got, you know, a pretty good sense about.
I keep walking around. I'm just like, I see a lot of this stuff in Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
We have a thing called Crunchyroll. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, they kind of have a lot of stuff just like this.
Yeah. Did you guys get that from us or what?
Tokyo, some restaurants in Tokyo it's funny. The culture of efficiency, you know? It's not a sit around and chat.
Eat then get the fuck out.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, which I like. I think it's really funny the way they do it, though, because one night, me, Alina, and one of our friends, we went to a ramen spot. They had 3 chairs open up, and they were separated. And the guy was like, all right, so we're going to split you up. And, like, in America, that would be, like, are you fucking kidding me? But in Japan, it's like, yeah, we're splitting up, and if you want to eat right now, you're gonna break up the party right now. And so we ate across from each other, but
was it just in silence, or did you yell over each other?
No, it was silence. Didn't even feel like that type of... You could speak, and we could probably hear each other across the room.
Oh, wow. So it was just deathly quiet.
Yeah. And then there's a person hanging around the front in this particular ramen spot, and the second you appeared to be finished, can I take your plate? Can I take your bowl?
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. It was like, get out.
Yeah, I like to let it just sit for a second.
Yeah, no, not here.
Well, you know, I feel like maybe in that case too, you wouldn't eat such a heavy meal. You'd probably eat something that's nice and brisk. You'd get up and just leave immediately.
You would think, but this place I went to, it was like a truffle based ramen. It was insane. It was so good. It was so good.
Where are you going for Christmas?
Travel wise?
Yeah.
Probably Barbados. Nah, I'm staying home, man. I'm trying to just chill out.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, why?
You love the road. When you're wanting to relax, you go somewhere.
I know.
That's what you do.
But I'm trying to force myself to just be home. Just trying to be home.
So it's not that you want to be home. It's just that you're forcing yourself to do something that maybe you feel like you should be doing.
Yeah, in a way. Because, yeah, my natural instinct is like I get cagey and I want to go somewhere. But I'm just trying to make myself be still.
That's fair.
Yeah. Are you going anywhere for Christmas?
No. Well, Vegas. For my birthday, I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah. So where are you staying? What's the room number?
I almost said it. Ironically, I almost said it. I don't know why I would. Yeah, I'm getting so lost in this that I was like, oh yeah, let me tell you exactly where I'm at.
That's what social engineering is. It's just striking at the right moment.
Yeah, I'm turning 43.
Big number.
It is a big number, dude. I'm getting up there in age. I'm too old now.
Yeah.
I'm too old to be hanging out with all these young whippersnappers.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, it's just your age is showing. You know, you're out here dishing advice, but you're just a fucking hack.
That is true. That's absolutely true. Oh, those were lovely comments. I think for my 43rd birthday, what I'd like to get myself is a Pontiac Fiero with 174,000 miles on it.
Finally treat yourself after all this hard
work. Yeah, kind of just like give myself a little something. I mean, I have $800 to spare, so I thought I might as well spend it on something sick.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Look at that thing.
Unironically, I've never once in my life, that top left one is the one I've seen most. I have never seen a Pontiac Fiero that clean ever before. They're usually in a junkyard or they're dusty, like the paint is chipped off.
Yeah. They had the right idea with this, honestly. Unironically, I like this car a lot.
I love the body of them. They're sick. They're very, very, very small, though.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was like 5'2", and his parents, for some reason, had two of them. They had a white and a black one. Mm. And he would drive one. One of them was his commuting car for a long time before it just like died. But if you're over like, if you're over like 5'9", there's just no way. It's just not a comfortable car to be in.
I'll find out.
I would see you zipping around in a Pontiac Fiero.
Yeah, I could definitely get down with this. Just more of me cosplaying like I'm from the Midwest.
I've been kind of thinking about getting into van life, dude.
Have you actually?
Kind of. I've been wanting to a little bit.
To actually go places, or you just want...
No. God, no. I'm not going to be... No. No, no, no. You misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not one of the fucking people who's like, this is my plant, and this is my bed. I'm not that kind of fucking van. I'm talking about like a 1983... Ford van, spray paint the side, you know, no seats in the back, got carpet down. That's the van I'm talking about, pretty much. The free candy thing is trying to assume that I'm a pedophile, which I'm not. I just want you to know that it's a cool van. Why don't you type in cool van, dude? That is a pretty cool van, though. Like, I would take that van and do something with it.
Pretty awesome to drive that.
That'd be tight.
Just shit.
Unironically, having that be your, that'd be so crazy to have that be your
your daily driver.
Yeah, your commuter. Yeah, no. Do like a night. I don't know what the fuck. Airbrush van. I don't know what the fuck they're called. All I know is people, what they do is they'll lift the van up. Whatever. They put like lifts on it. Like, this is the kind of van I want, dude.
Ah, the Chevy Astro.
I want this kind of shit.
Yeah.
I want one of these and this to be like, this is what I want my daily commuter to be. Just.
Yeah, this would be fun.
How sick is that?
Yeah, that, I mean, come on.
That is just tight. Honestly, I love it. It's so cheesy and stupid. I love it.
I could see you in this, though, man. I think you should do it.
That's what I'm saying is I'm getting so robust that the fatter the person, the more appropriate you look in the van.
Yeah, this would be hardcore.
What is that one? Click that one?
Ain't that just a Dodge? Over?
Yeah, this is... I can't see... I'm trying to see what the paint... Oh, nice. Yeah, look at that horse. Beautiful.
Yeah. Dude, this
I would
just like
fucking...
The,
you know what the, you know what I put on the side of mine?
Huh.
On the left side, it'd be a lion wrestling an alligator in a swamp.
Yeah.
And the other side would be Oppenheimer playing chess with King Arthur. And on the back, it'd be the Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
Just the show, just the promotional poster. It's not even painted on. It's just like a decal or whatever. People are like, what the fuck is going on?
Just an ad? Just to pay for the fucking van?
That is awesome. That is, I love that.
Could you imagine getting a van this cool and then just ruining it with a Marvel mural?
Yeah, an Avengers 2 Age of Ultron mural inside of your van.
Ew.
People were like, God, the worst one. Oh, there it is. There you go.
Get this person's address and kill them.
Your horn is the Avengers theme song?
I don't know. Yeah. What the? Oh, what's this sex scene going on here?
Yeah, I actually like that.
See, I like this, man. This is tasteful.
Yeah, this is nice. This is actually, I think this is a Frank Frazetta painting. Not ironically, I think it is. Oh, and a lot of those people will take, they'll do like Frank Frazetta paintings on the side of their vans, which is cool. But old sci-fi or old like fantasy, high fantasy painter, Frank Frazetta, he's the king, the goat.
What's his name again?
I don't know. Looking into that though. I've been looking into it because I was like, this might be something kind of fun to, this might be something kind of fun to get into, but obviously it's just extremely expensive and stupid and I don't need it. But one day, like if I ever was just like, I have just like some money was of no issue, I would definitely, like to me, like that right there, the van that you're hovering over right now, click that. Just like the shape of that is fun to me.
Yeah, this particular van, like with that single circular window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very stupid, but at the same time, if you could say that, like if I could put a fucking... If I could put a backup camera on it and an Apple CarPlay, I'd be set.
I think that's 100% possible.
It would be probably. Imagine trying to hook up that. You'd have to like put a new computer into it and shit.
Yeah.
Those old ass fucking. Yeah, that'd be. Hey, you could. It would just cost a gazillion dollars, I bet.
Well, you know, you got 112 computers in your house. You just yank one out.
Well, yeah. Download some stuff. Yeah. I don't like the. Well, I kind of like the rainbow part of it coming out of his asshole. the flames look bad. I wouldn't want the flames. Dude, the Predator one is sick.
They put it on the side of, what is that? A Ford Transit?
Yeah.
Dude.
That is awesome. That's like a $900 car, and they spent like probably like $7,000 getting the Predator professionally painted on the side of it.
Probably.
Dude, what they got to do is they got to have so in Predator 1, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, and so you have to have Arnold on one side, and on the other side, you have Danny Glover from Predator 2. That would be so sick. The Predator Mobile.
If you put Arnold on the other side, you got to do the scene where he's got the machete going across his chest.
I like that. And then your horn could be the Predator sound.
Yeah. Yeah, the clicking.
Yeah. The...
Bro, are you...
Did you see that planet picture right there? Scroll up a little bit. You know what fucking annoys the shit out of me on TikTok? Are people who do the fucking the space paintings with spray cans and shit. I'm like, all right, now get your bowl here.
Pull that up. Is it like mimicking the street painters? Like that style?
I guess. I don't know. It's just the same shit every time. I don't know why. And the thing, too, is I'm always just like, oh, it looks nice at the end. I'm always like, oh, it looks nice.
Yeah, you're so hateful right of it to fucking.
And look at this dirty bitch, dude, just sitting on the ground spraying everything up. Good Lord.
So you hate these. You hate these galaxies.
Nick started his own crypto coin, and he's a fucking billionaire, so this is his last day on the job. He's calling himself the wolf of crypto, dude. Yeah, this just pisses me off. Like, this is so fucking stupid. Look at this. Unironically, would frame this and put it in my house if I had it. Really, I'm just looking at it, and I'm just like, I hate myself, is mostly the...
Yeah.
Is what I find. I will say that is the shittiest looking galaxy I've ever seen in my life. Like, maybe put a hair more effort into the fucking galaxy. This looks like a sweet Magic the Gathering playmat.
Yeah, it does. Or like a nice...
Which also, big news for me today, I got myself one Christmas gift this year. And it's mostly, it was charitable because my team gets to use it as well. I mostly did it just because I have to buy my friendship with everybody. Nobody organically wants to hang out with me. Everybody hates me, so I have to buy them things.
Now
that being said, no.
Hold on,
let me
quick question about that. Quick question.
No. Let me finish.
No.
I have
because I got to be clear on this.
Modular gaming table coming in today. It's been 5 months in the making, and it's coming in today, and I'm celebrating my break, and I'm going to play a bunch of board games. I'm going to play a bunch of Magic the Gathering. And as a thought, too, I think that I was going to get a giant table Magic the Gathering playmat because you can get art for, like, if you have art, you can commission, like, table size ones.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a commission of a painting of me, Nick, and Harry playing Magic. And that'll be our gaming table mat. Isn't that cute? Exactly. It's this. It's Wormwood. Exactly. That's literally the one I got. Look at that.
Wow.
It came in? What? It's here. Oh, dude, I'm so hard right now. That is sick. I can't wait.
That's good to know, man.
I gotta get you into Magic, dude.
You don't have to get me into it.
I gotta get you into it.
Nah.
What did you- I hate that they have Monopoly as a fucking like example. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Because that's how they're going to make their money, man. They can't sell it to only Magic players.
No. The board game market is insane.
No, the board game market is insane.
Have you seen a Kickstarter for board games? It's insane.
Yeah. No, the market is insane. But what I'm saying is they need to appeal to the mass. And no Magic player has money to buy a modular gaming table because they spend all their money.
You do not know Magic players. Yeah, there's people who live in trailers who spend all of their life's money just on like tens of thousands of dollars on Magic cards.
No, that's what I'm saying is all their money's in the cards, so they can't afford the fucking table.
No. What I'm saying is that they would subsidize some of the budget to get the table if they really wanted to.
Oh, it's only $1,200.
No, it goes up.
Oh, for this. Oh, got it. All right. This is the fucking venti, Magic table. You ain't even in the conversation with this one.
I can't even wait, dude. Christmas literally just came right fucking now. I'm so excited. Is it really heavy?
I thought it was going to be heavy. It was probably the one that's probably the base that's maybe heavy.
Was it only the table or was it the bench? Really? I also got a nice bench so no one has to worry about seats. That's still coming. Yeah, so that isn't here yet? Fuck! God damn it. Now we have to sit around like a bunch of fucking goons, dude. This bullshit.
Why do you have to sit around like a bunch of goons?
Well, I had these really nice benches coming, but they're not here yet. So now you have to get all these like mismatched fucking chairs and sit around like a bunch of fucking idiots, dude. Instead of having nice cushiony benches that match the table.
Right.
And now we get to deck out the upstairs now. We were waiting for, this is the literal last piece of the puzzle to go up there to start like doing stuff. See, I even got that. I even got that right there. Magnetic cup tray. So you go out there and you can have drinks, all kinds of stuff. I got dice holders. All good. Look at that. That's a bottle. That's a glass of Coke Zero. That's you right there, bro.
No, I'm.
Yeah, see, I got that. I got that.
No, I'm a gin and tonic guy now. Coke Zero is in my past.
I wouldn't mind to have a gin and tonic, please.
Yeah, pour me Hendrix, because that's my new favorite shot. Drink.
That's too much. Pour it out.
Yeah.
Less. I fucking hate gin and tonic, honestly.
Why?
The gin and tonic is. I mean, did you watch? Well, of course you didn't, because you don't watch anything I do. But I did a video on my channel, which is I did a blind taste contest on my channel, and gin and Bacardi was like the worst. All the gin was terrible.
Yeah, I told you I started that video, and I told you I didn't finish it.
Tonic. Can I just get a soda, but not have it be fun? I just want to feel bubbly. You know what I mean?
So besides Jackie D, what's a good drink to you then? What's a good liqueur?
Oh, I love a nice. Wait, just talking about liqueur. Or you're just talking about cocktails. I like.
Let's go cocktails.
My favorite, well, let me tell you my favorite wintertime cocktail, since we're going on break and people aren't going to hear from me, or not from us, until 2026,
yeah.
Which is, I start off the season with a nice white Russian.
I like white Russian.
A nice white Russian. I like having those in the morning. One of my favorite cocktails for cold winter months is a Gold Rush. The Gold Rush is it's like whiskey, it's a little bit of honey, lemon. It's very, very good.
Dude,
it's a nice. It's extremely refreshing, and dare I say, easy. Like it's not complicated. It kind of just it says hello in a fun way.
You're talking about gin and tonic people being pretentious, and you just said that.
Absolutely. You know why? Because gin and tonic people do that is because they're trying to tell you, like, yeah, I'm publicly letting you know I'm watching my figure. No one ever goes to a bar and orders a gin and tonic unless they're just like, I just don't want to be bad. It's like, fuck off, dude. It's rubbing alcohol with tasteless, bubbly water. Fuck off. And then people say, even Harry came in, he's like, it's nice with lime. Fuck off, Harry. It's not nice with lime. Yeah, the lime is the best part. You know, I'd say I want a virgin lime is what I'd say. Virgin lime? I know what I'd say. But really, you can't. I don't think you can actually be a nice Jack and Coke, or even a Captain Coke. I just don't think you can do it.
Yeah,
I will say Crown Apple is good. Crown Apple with Coke or Sprite is delicious. But I think Jack and Coke and Captain Coke, you just simply can't go wrong.
Yeah. Well, they do the deck and Coke with a Coke Zero in a can now, so I'm kind of curious about that.
We got some of it. It's delicious.
Yeah, no. We had some at the Austin race. It was very good.
Oh, that's right. We did. Yeah, that's right. I forgot did they have the Coke Zero on there too?
They did. I was up there at the front, like,
yeah, no, the Coke Zero. Yeah, Coke Zero. The Coke Zero one, please.
Yeah.
If I have sugar, I will die.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I brought my levels down because I was testing pre-diabetic about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy how that can just hit people like that, man.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
So I just got my levels down, but I was laughing because I'm like, of course I got my levels down because I can't eat anything that's fucking fun.
No. No, it's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I don't want to go to the doctor because I don't want any bad news. So I'm just not going.
Dude, you might be all right, though.
You never know. You never know. I think whenever I start sitting there, like, the problem is every time that I ever am thinking about going to the doctor, I always think about having red velvet cake. I have red velvet cake, and then I freak out because whenever you have red velvet cake, your shit is always, like, blood red.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, my God, I'm fucking dying. Yeah. Because then I remember thinking about the Total Biscuit interview on the H3 podcast where he was like, oh, I just had blood in my stool, and I was like, that's embarrassing. I'm not going to go to the doctor. And then he, you know, just never went. So now I'm like, I'm kind of just waiting for a sign, but at the same time, this could be my sign.
Is that really what my sign? Is that really what happened to Total Biscuit?
I'm pretty sure. Because awesome. I thought he said that he was like, he started noticing it in his stool, but he was like, you know, it was just uncomfortable to like bring up or whatever. And then by the time he went, it was like pretty much too late to do anything that drastic, I think. Oh, I could be misremembering, and I don't want to like, I really don't want to put that out there if it's wrong, but I'm pretty sure I remember that in the interview.
Gosh.
which is horrible. And I honestly, that interview has like, that interview has stuck with me. Forever.
Yeah, rest in peace to the man.
For real, unbelievable. I mean, like seriously, I think about that shit all the time.
Yeah. Well,
because he was even talking about like, you shouldn't be 40 years old and going to get a colonoscopy. Like, you should go and get tested like way younger.
Yeah,
just to make sure you're good to go. You know what I mean,
dude? Go get your blood drawn.
Hmm.
Go get.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Wait, what did you say?
Good, dude. Let's come back January 2026, and you're just Ozempic'd out. 1 year Ozempic, hard lifting. You're a runner guy. You're David Goggins. You just completely flip it.
Everyone's like, he looks 7 years older, but it's just because I have no like fat on my face anymore. So yeah. It just looks like an actual skull.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've never been healthier.
Dude, go get your blood work, man.
What an amazing year of Stretch and Fade. What was your favorite moment of this year, huh? This is our first year, or did we start it last year? We started this year.
Honestly, yeah, we started this year. Honestly, coming to KC was a highlight. I had a lot of fun. What was another great moment? The possum. The possum in the wall is just... That's that life shit that you just can't write.
Yeah.
What else? Let me think of a deeper cut.
When I got in a car accident.
When
Ovi was driving through suburban neighborhoods at 73 miles an hour.
Yeah, that was if anything, that told a lot about me because I instantly believed that Ovi would have done that.
Yeah, so, that was a very funny series of texts.
So now Ovi now knows I don't think she's a good driver.
That's not bullshit. A good driver.
She's picked us up safely every time. There has been minor close calls, but we've gotten here safely every time.
Everyone in the studio is like,
What a lovely year. A lovely year of Stretch and Fade.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening this year. It's been great. Thank you, Hunter, for making us part of your creative life, man.
Wow. Thank you, Noel, for making me a part of your creative life, too. And thank you for all of the TMG people who put this shit together to go up and be broadcast to everybody. And a big shout out to Nick, who helps me basically run my entire life with cameras and stuff. So thank you, Nick, as well.
Yes, big thank you to Nick. Big thank you to Ovi.
I'm excited for my Christmas gift.
Yeah,
no, it's coming.
Yeah. There it is. Merry Christmas.
Oh, and you know what? Just to top it off, I like Luke telling me to get my wife a wiener toaster. Hey, why don't you get this wiener toaster?
Nothing does scream Happy New Year's like a wiener toaster, dude.
I unironically may buy one of these now.
It is insulting that you can only cook two wieners at a time.
Yeah. Well, no, because they know, man. They know if you could cook six in there, they would have lawsuits. They'd be killing people.
Oh, it comes at Aqua.
Did you hear that, Hunter?
Yeah.
Oh, it comes in Aqua. Wow, what a quote.
Oh, it comes in Aqua. I don't like that they're making it look like a retro 1950s thing.
There you go. There's the fucking...
Whoa. There's the 4-slot hot dogs for $37. My God. All right, bye. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Love you. Kisses. Mwah. Mwah.